Woman had to clean her husband's body after he died because of short staffing in a Montreal hospital. Former SNC-Lavalin VP has been sentenced for corruption. Quebec Provincial Police's shooting ranges are all closed because cops have been poisoned by the air inside the ranges. Alberta imposes sweeping open fire ban amid drought conditions, and the U.S. quietly sends long-range missiles to Ukraine. Good morning. It's Thursday, April 25th. I'm Nora. Here are your headlines. First, to a horrible story from CTV News' Olivia O'Malley. When Isabelle Granito arrived at the Royal Victoria Hospital in Montreal last year, her husband Jacques Richard was already dead. Richard was only 52, and he had died from a heart attack. The state that Richard was in was horrifying. He had not been cleaned, and I'll spare you the details of what exactly that means. And so Granito tried to get a supervisor to have someone clean up his body. They sent someone, but told Granito to help with the work. Granito is a nurse by profession, but after this experience, she's had such terrible trauma that she doesn't think she can ever go back to nursing. The hospital network, the MUHC, had a pretty terrible response to the story. Quote, "We are sorry to hear that a patient or family member has had an unpleasant experience at the MUHC. It can also happen that family members enter the room when resuscitation efforts have just finished and inadvertently find themselves face to face with a patient who has not been cleaned." Unquote. I mean, guys, you could have said nothing. That probably would have been better. Granito is going to file complaints over the experience, one with the MUHC and one with the Quebec Order of Nurses. And speaking of the MUHC and an institution that was at one point embroiled in corruption charges with SNC-Lavalin, next, a former SNC-Lavalin executive has been sentenced on corruption and fraud charges. Normand Morin will serve 3.5 years for his role in a bribery scheme for repairing a bridge in Montreal. Morin had been a VP with SNC-Lavalin. To win the $128 million contract to repair the Jacques Cartier Bridge in Montreal in the early 2000s, SNC-Lavalin execs paid about $2.3 million in bribes. Now, Morin isn't the first to go down as part of this scandal. Michel Fournier, the former CEO of the Federal Bridge Corporation, admitted that he received bribes between 1997 and 2004 through a Swiss bank account. Fournier is now on full parole, but he had been sentenced to 5.5 years in prison. Fournier was Jean Chrétien's chief of staff in the early 1990s when Chrétien was the leader of the opposition, in case you're wondering how close these companies are to government. Another former vice president, Kamal Francis, was also charged with fraud and forgery in 2021. That process is ongoing, reports the Canadian Press. Thanks to a deferred prosecution agreement, SNC-Lavalin was still allowed to continue to do business while facing these charges. They also paid almost $30 million to Quebec for criminal bribery charges. SNC was also charged with bribery and fraud related to its work in Libya. And let's be serious, when the bribery goes to the top, they aren't just doing it once in a while. The Libya charges were at the heart of the fight between Jody Wilson-Raybould and Justin Trudeau in 2019. The result was that SNC's construction division pled guilty to one count of fraud and paid a $280 million fine. But other charges related to a decade of operating in Libya were quote-unquote set aside, and SNC was allowed to keep bidding on government contracts. Another SNC-Lavalin executive, Sami Babawi, was found guilty of bribing foreign officials, and he was sentenced to 8 years in prison in 2020. And he has to pay $24.69 million back for the amount of money that he skimmed off of the construction. Not too surprisingly, after all of this, SNC-Lavalin has changed its name. They are now Atkins Realis. We'll stay in Quebec for the next story. All of the shooting ranges of the provincial police force, the Sûreté du Québec, have been closed because police have been breathing poisoned air caused by all the shooting inside. For years, police complained of fumes, seeing dots in their eyes, headaches, and sore throats when they were in the Sherbrooke shooting range. The police made a complaint to the province's Workplace Health and Safety Board a year ago, and Marc Allard with Le Droit reports that the findings of the CNSST were worrisome. They found multiple problems with the ventilation system, which could contaminate the air and cause health problems in anyone in the room. The bullets that are used are made from many different metal elements, and if inhaled, are associated with the symptoms that had been reported. The Sherbrooke shooting range was closed as a result last year, and there's no indication that it'll be open anytime soon. But the Provincial Police Association was asking for other shooting ranges to be closed too, and as of now, they all have been. The SQ shooting range in Trois-Rivières was closed in September, and in December, the shooting ranges in Quebec, Saguenay, Rimouski, Rouyn-Noranda, Baie-Comeau, and Montreal have all been closed, meaning there are currently no SQ police shooting ranges open in the province. To make up for the closures, the SQ has rented shooting spaces. Police officers have to do regular training at shooting ranges so that they don't get too itchy and practice too much on the population. So it poses a bit of a problem that all of their shooting ranges are currently closed. The president of the police union, Jacques Pinchot, used this as an example for why police in the province need improvements to all of their infrastructure and, of course, why they need even more money. But hey, systemic toxic gas poisoning does explain some things. Next to Alberta, where CBC's Wallace Snowden is reporting that emergency officials are already warning about the conditions for wildfire, as there is a, quote, persistent and severe drought, unquote, that is making wildfire potential danger hit an extreme. There is now a widespread fire restriction in place in the province. All fires are prohibited on public lands, with the exception of Calgary's Forest Protection Zone. There have already been some communities evacuated as a result of wildfires. So far this season, 755 hectares of forest have burned. Compare that to last year, and it's almost double. There have also been more than 200 fires reported versus 136 last year at this time. Before last year, the average number of fires that would have been seen by now was 120. And finally to Ukraine, where Reuters is reporting that the United States quietly sent long-range missiles to that country, and Ukraine has used them twice. The missiles were part of the March 12th aid package of $300 million for Ukraine. It's not known how many missiles were spent, but Jake Sullivan, the White House national security leader, said that a, quote, significant number, unquote, were sent, and they plan to send more. Here's what Reuters said, quote, he said Ukraine has committed to only use the he said Ukraine is committed to only using the weapons inside Ukraine, not in Russia, unquote. Now, that's an interesting line, considering that the first missiles were launched in Crimea, about 165 kilometers from Ukraine's front lines. It was aimed at a Russian airfield. This is a change in policy, as the Pentagon had initially opposed sending long-range missiles to Ukraine, both because it cut into the U.S.'s stockpiles of long-range missiles and because they were worried that Ukraine would use them to target far inside of Russia, away from Ukraine. But Russia has been using long-range missiles too, apparently supplied by North Korea. But that does seem like a weird detail, considering Russia makes their own long-range missiles and wouldn't actually need North Korea really in this equation. But this is what changed the minds of the Americans, prompting them to send Ukraine long-range missiles. Those are your headlines for Thursday, April 25th. I'm Nora. You're listening to this podcast at sandynora.com, on the Real News Network podcast feed, and anywhere you get your podcasts. I hope you have a wonderful Thursday. The weekend is in sight. I will talk to you tomorrow.